preceding the spiritual exercise on the contemplation of the love of God, St. Ignatius of Loyola wrote a little note of guidance, how to do this. And the note said that love consists in a mutual sharing of goods. Those in love share what they have. If one has knowledge, he shares it with the one who does not possess it. And so also if one has honors or riches. Thus one always gives to the other. It's true, isn't it? Whether we think of parents sharing what they have with their children, finances, food, shelter, time, energy, knowledge, kindness, or spouses and their whole self, their life, all they have and are. Those in love share what they have. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread and, after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup. Now, Jesus's "do this" was not simply a command to reenact the supper, which was set in the context of Passover, as though the principal thing was eating a shared meal. The bread and the wine only make sense in relation to his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection, to the Lord's body and blood, the gift of his self. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Which, of course, implies Jesus offered himself. He died. He's alive. The bread and wine get their meaning from this, as does our consuming them. Jesus' "do this" has first to do with the new way he left us of encountering him. This is my body. This is my blood. Do you see it? Lovers share what they have. Jesus shares himself, sacrificed and raised from the dead. That's the core of "do this." Now, the earliest Christians understood this, which is attested to by the rapidity with which the evening supper, termed giving thanks, Eucharist, was transferred to the morning celebration on the first day of the week, Sunday, the day Jesus was raised from the dead and encountered his disciples. "Do this in remembrance of me" has to do with meeting the risen Jesus, wounds and all. The lack of this understanding is partly why many Protestants rarely have communion, even on Holy Thursday, and why they're perplexed when Catholics are prohibited from receiving communion at Mass because they're not in the state of grace, or because they've chosen to abstain because they're just not well disposed. The whole thing for Protestants is about sharing the bread when it's offered. There's no reason to offer bread or to be present if you don't partake, as they understand it. But like the earliest disciples, Catholics understand it's about a real encounter with the risen Lord, even if it isn't fully consummated by receiving Holy Communion. For example, if you're not in deep moral communion with God because of the choices you made. Christ is present and meets us, even if we don't receive Holy Communion. This is part of the reason why we decided to celebrate the Eucharist at times, like we will tonight, in a way that underscores the sacramental encounter with the sacrificed and risen Lord, looking all together towards the Lord, awaiting his return, proclaiming the death of the Lord until he comes. Lovers share what they have. And our gospel tonight makes vividly clear that sharing and serving are two sides of the same coin. "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered Peter, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me. As I have done for you, you should also do. As you do for the least, my brethren, you do it for me." Friends, maybe we could just ask, how is the Lord trying to serve you? Let me say it again. How is he trying to serve you? In other words, what has he shared with you? Life, creation, abilities, home, family, friends, trust, encouragement, hope, love, himself? Lovers share what they have. As you encounter Jesus in the Eucharist tonight, what is God's love prompting you to share? How is he prompting you to serve? And maybe finally, what will you be glad you did when it comes time for you to pass over from this world to the Father? For God so loved the world that he gave, he shared, he is sharing his only begotten Son with you.